just takeaways from today's game?
Yeah, proud of the group. That was a big 6 points. It's been a big month, a big few weeks, and the way that they've been able to respond and be in the moment and put together the performances they did this weekend, I'm really proud of them.
You guys had so many responses after losses this year, right? Like, does this, after the bean pod, that was the most impressive one for you so far this year?
Yeah, even just my experiences from player to assistant coach and now head coach, just that might be one of the best responses I've seen after a bean pod.
So, first game in the new arena, how does this win feel for the new, era of Wolf Brown?
Yeah, it felt really great. So grateful for everyone that put the effort in for so long to make this come to life. And to be able to be here with a great crowd, with the dog pound, the band, really special to be able to come back and feel that environment.
Could you feel that your team was maybe more excited after this game given the circumstances of today?
For sure. I think you saw it in how they played, but to be honest, they were so composed still, throughout the entire weekend, and they had an idea of all the, little ceremonies we had to go through and go on, and they enjoyed it, and they were in the moment, but it never really was too high, that's for sure.
What's your favorite new thing?
That they have a space to just be. You think about the culture that they've built thus far without having that. It's pretty special to think that they just have a place they can hang out. The lounge, I think, is bigger than anyone expected. The locker room. So just that they have those spaces.
For Alex and Lola to end the scoring drought yesterday, they compared to do the same today. How does something like that just kind of help your team and your bench and your energy?
For sure, and I think even when we had three players out of the lineup yesterday, to see how the team responded and how they brought the energy and how they still did it again today, it's great. And we saw a couple more different lineup combinations that we liked, and I thought we moved the puck way better today and just had a good team offensive look. So it was nice to get a lot of more people on the board, especially those guys.
Yeah, so 16 penalty minutes, obviously not ideal, but so how are you feeling about, recording those, but then also, moving forward to more Hockey East play, which is that, getting into the box around things can be a little bit more impactful on the final results?
Yeah, to be quite frank, I don't think we really deserved a good chunk of them, but we'll take it. We kill penalties well, and we try to generate momentum from it. I think we play an effectively physical game, and we earn lanes to pucks, and we're not below the line when we're doing it. Yeah, a couple that we deserved, but I think we just play strong, and when we play against tough opponents, I think we should be fine.
And the penalty kill today brought your percentage over 90%. What does that say about how the team has progressed over the past year?
Yeah, I think it starts with your best penalty killer, which has to be your goalie. We'll say thanks to Marty today that really kept us in and on the PK, but just the aggressiveness, it was nice to have the Wilkies back together and Lindsay out there too, so they did a great job in PK.
Mari as a whole, two shutouts this weekend. The first two shutouts of our career. You can just talk about going back to her again today and just throughout the entire weekend.
Yeah, I think she gave the team confidence yesterday, and you carried that into today. Obviously, Callie's played a lot of games. It's nice to have Mari back and healthy, and she's been looking great in practice and earned her start yesterday and earned her start today and gave us the chance to win, and just played so composed in that, played the puck well, definitely made the team in front of her play confident.
Did you feel like in the four games before this series that you guys just kind of got away from who you are a bit, and did you feel like you guys kind of got back to that in these two games?
Yeah, for sure. You could feel our identity come back a little bit stronger this weekend. I think it's tough. As much as they are amazing young women and so mature, there's a lot of distractions in the Beanpot weeks and the excitement around it, especially with the recent move to TD Garden. And I think they learned a lot. We've learned a lot. I learned a lot from all of it. And I think you're seeing us come back to play with a little bit more of our strong identity.
Can you talk about the power play as well? Obviously, earlier in the season, maybe wasn't up to your standard a little bit, but two power play goals today, so you just kind of talked about what you saw from that.
Yeah, both units are generating, even though similar setups, they're generating unique looks. I think that's natural when you got 3D on one on the other. I just love that they're being assertive and how they're communicating. I think at the end of the day, they're able to read off of other teams' PKs and not do the same thing every time, and you're just seeing that composure with the puck and their ability to shoot it.
The Welke-Walsh line came back together today. I know you guys liked Riley and Alex together as well. What was behind that choice, and what's his Welke, Welke's and Walsh together bring you guys?
Yeah, a lot of moving parts, right? It's kind of a domino effect, but we like both, to say the least, and it's nice to know that you can put both together. Curious about, we saw Lozzy and Claire together there briefly in the Beanpot final, so I think it's a combination of all the moving parts of our lineup. But obviously love the Welkies and Riley together. The energy she brings, the way she plays, she's impacted this team up and down our lineup, and grateful for what she adds on any line.
And Tamara Giaquinto, scoring that first goal of the game, an entirely defensive goal. the players, both players being defensive players. How has her leadership kind of brought the team to this point?
For sure. She was unanimous when you think about it coming into the season by her teammates of who they wanted to be a captain. And I think just the way she kind of has that mom feel in the room where everyone can go to her. And I think her ability to generate relationships with everyone in that locker room, they all celebrate her success when she's out there. And the way that she plays, I think, speaks for herself.
I know you guys have done 3D a lot on the power play this year, and you guys did it a bunch today too. Just kind of what is behind that, and like what do you think the 3D brings that a regular power play doesn't have, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think we spoke about it not too long ago, but when you're on a power play, you have an extra player. And, you know, you look at skill sets and how can you utilize the fact you have an extra player and being able to move the puck, make passes off first touch, shoot off the pass. Sometimes D have that skill set. We happen to have 3 that do, and I think that really helps the unit.
Hi.
What were your emotions when you saw the new everything?
Oh my gosh. You can't even explain the emotions when we first saw everything. I think we've been waiting a really long time, and, you know, it was really special, and we're really grateful for everything that Athletics has done for us.
And I guess leading into that, did you feel in the locker room or within the group there was a little extra excitement coming into today's game, knowing that it was the first game back?
Yes, and, you know, the last game we did play in here was against Holy Cross, and is when we lost, so I think that, too, is a little bit of extra motivation. And, of course, the locker room and all the facilities are just amazing, too.
You've been here for 4 years now. I know you're not going to have too much time in the new space, but what do you think is going to just, like, what is the impact going to be of all this new stuff?
Yeah, I think just, like, a space where we're all able to, like, hang out and, you know, build our culture. I think not having that space for us and then trying to move all the time was a little bit hard for us. But I think just having a space that we're all really excited to play in and be in is super exciting for us.
And after being here for 4 years, coming back to the new Walter Brown Arena, newly renovated, and entering this new era with a win, how does this feel for not only the team but you being here for so long?
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, this whole entire year has just been, like, super exciting for us, and I think we're really proud of all the progress that we've been able to make, and we want to stay in this locker room, in this ring, for as long as possible during the playoff run this year.
Seeing Alex, Lola, and Clara kind of end scoring droughts in the series, like, just what does that feel like on the bench when you see those 3 players score goals finally?
Yeah, it was really cool. I think we had a lot of different scores this weekend, which is really exciting. I think it just speaks to the depth that we have on this team. And then, again, for Lola, Lazzy, people haven't scored recently. Everyone's super excited for them.
You know, Mari, 2 starts, 2 shutouts this weekend. Can you just talk a little bit about what she brought for you guys this weekend?
Yeah, I'm so proud of Mari. I think she's definitely one of the hardest workers on this team, and she brings her all every single day. And having her first shutout and then her second shutout in the same weekend is really special, and the team is all really excited for her.
And the first goal of the game scored entirely by defensive players, and you guys are now over 90% on the penalty kill. What has gone into this defense to be able to get to this point of dominance?
Yeah, I think, well, we have a lot of seniors and as well as leadership on the D end, but I think we just all like to stick together and play our game, and then again bring in all the freshmen as well and just like to lead by example.
What was the hardest part about kind of responding from the Beanpot loss on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was obviously hard for us, but I think we really realized that there's more than just that game, and we are very proud of how this team has been playing this year, so we wanted to kind of put that behind us and move forward.
You know, have you ever played with 2 other defensemen on the power play before? And just kind of what is that like for you as a defender, obviously?
Yeah, honestly, we actually have the past couple of years. You know, Tara really likes to see that look. And I think having that different kind of poise and all the different skill sets that the D have really speaks volume to what we're able to do the past couple of games and scoring on the power play.
I guess last week, I mean, we haven't talked to you since the first game of the year. Like, what do you think is just different about this team this year compared to previous years? You guys have been on a crazy run.
I think there's just a buy-in from every single one of the teammates. Everyone wants to win, and I think we've kind of fed up of all the losing that we've been having the last couple of years, and I think we just kind of buried our head down in the off season, and everyone came ready to go this year.